so live in the moment. There's a war outside the door where the heart set fire before. There's a line in the sand with the heart, with the passion for moments. When the clock counts down, when the time to be here is now. Tell me, are you gonna be broken by the waves of the ocean?
Ladies and gentlemen, the people of the United Kingdom have had enough. Have you heard the story of what happened to that 14-year-old girl trying to protect herself against this piece of shit from Bulgaria? Yeah, that's the guy filming her. If you don't know the story, you probably live under a rock. But the people have had enough. And that girl, to have the police go after her instead of that piece of shit. You see, people are starting to rise up against their tyrannical governments. And now she might go to jail? This is bullshit. And this comes out of Great Dundee. Look, Duncan Platt. I have Scottish in me. But the biggest free speech festival is happening on September 13th. It's being organized by a lot of awesome people, and Tommy Robinson is one of them. But this man right here, he doesn't like it.
I'm seeing England flags everywhere I go now. Every single lamppost has one. And this does not feel like the World Cup or the Euros where it has a positive feeling towards it.
He doesn't like the fact that this is happening. Well, that guy probably needs to go back to his country. Because he's probably not from the UK. It looks like the people are putting a fork in it. They're done. They've had enough. Let's watch the United Kingdom stand up against tyranny. And then maybe the United States can have an American Revolution 2.0. It's the only resolution, only solution I know to bring us all together without harm, without destruction.
This is somewhat eerie. And now listen, I'm from Hayes, which I thought was full of Somalis, Tamils and Indians. Yeah? So it has to be an inside job. Because I did not expect there to be such a population. Because bro, I'm driving on the road that's towards Goles, yeah? Near Goles Heathrow. I'm seeing every lamppost has an England flag or a Great Britain flag. And bro, we all know that the only people that go to the Goles is Somalis and Tamils. Who's doing this, bro? And why does this have like a different sort of aura towards it? I'm just waiting for this to all blow over and then it's time for the World Cup where everyone's united and you know what I mean? Everyone's supporting each other, because this right now, I don't really like divide and all of that. And at the end of the day, the problem can always be blamed and shifted on others.